Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. Everybody, good evening, everyone. Your time has come. My time has come. Christ is here tonight. You are here tonight. There's going to be a connection between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Connection between you and the Savior. Connection between you and the healer. Connection between you and the miracle worker. Amen. Alpha location, amen. Father, we know you are here. Son, Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, we know you are here. Holy Ghost, we know you are here, and we are here for you. We pray tonight, nobody will miss the divine encounter, the divine connection with the God, the worker of miracles. Accomplish it in every life. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. You can see that the blessing of the Lord. Tonight again, I bring a story. And the Bible says all these things are written for our learning, that we, through the comfort and the confidence and the power and the patience and the perseverance of the scriptures, might have hope. As we reach all this and we see what God did and what God is doing today, everyone has the hope that if it happened to others, it will happen to me. It will happen to you. Let me read a story to you. It's in Mark chapter 7, reading from verse 25. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The verb's there, a verb. It's a word of action. Heard, came, fell at his feet. You understand? When you come to the Lord, you cannot stay passive, folding your hands, folding, closing your mouth, closing your eyes. You come because of what you have heard. He saved others, you've heard. He delivered others, you have heard. He helped others, you have heard. He did miracles for others, you have heard. Because of that, you take action. You come. And as you come, you bend before him. You bow before him. You fall at his feet. You own him as your Lord, as your Savior, as your Redeemer. Look at verse 26. It says, the woman was a Greek, a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by nation, not an Israelite. You understand? God is for everyone. Those on the right, those on the left, those within the fence, those outside the fence, God is for everyone. The black, the white, the brown, the yellow, the old, the young, is for everyone. And wherever you are coming from, and whoever you are today, the Lord is for you. His miracle is for you. His power is for you. We're told that she besought him, she pleaded with him, she asked him that he, Christ, he, the Son of God, he, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, will cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Look at verse 27. Verse 27, but Jesus said unto her, let the children first, let the children first be filled. What does that mean? Christ came for the world, no doubt. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He came for the world. Christ came for the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever in the wide world, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, eternal life. Why then did he say, let the children first be filled? When you enter into any community, you enter at the gate. When you enter to any house, you enter at the door. And when Christ entered into the world, he entered through Nazareth, Israel, the nation of Israel. When you enter at the door, all those who are at the door, all those that open the door, and then you get into the house, those at the door will have the first benefit. And so he said, yes, I've come for the world. Yes, I've come for the Gentiles and the Jews, but I came through the door of Israel. And the children of Abraham and the people at the door and the people that were in the nation that saw the door open, he said, let the children first be filled, for it is not right, it is not suitable, it is not me to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. Well, if you have dogs, you don't starve them. You feed them. You take care of them. You have a child, you have a dog. You take care of the child first, and then you take care of the dog. Everybody will have their portion. Everybody will have their inheritance, but he serves the children first, by which he meant that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Israelites, the men, the worshippers at the synagogue, everyone will first be filled. How I wished that those Pharisees, those Sadducees, and those Israelites, how I wish that they knew the Lord had something for them. And of course, he had something for the Gentiles too. And so in verse 28, the woman, she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, is that not the entrance of miracle in any life? Yes, Lord, come. Yes, Lord, look at me. Look unto the Lord, all ye the ends of the earth. Yes, Lord, turn away from your sin. Yes, Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Yes, Lord, the beginning of miracle in any life is when you say no to the devil, no to your past, and no to all your tradition, and you say yes unto the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. The dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. The dogs under the table, that is the people who are not worthy to sit on the chair, to sit at the same level with those Israelites. Yes, Lord, even the dogs that do not have the same position and the same calling and the same seat, they also eat of the crumbs falling from the children's crumbs. Look at verse 29. In verse 29, and he said unto her, and he said unto her, Christ, the Savior, the Lord, said unto her, for this saying, what you say matters a lot before the Lord. For this saying, what do people say before the Lord? Some people say, I am not a Christian. What blessing will that bring to you? Some people say, I'm not a worshiper of Christ. What blessing will that bring to you? Some people say, I am an outsider. I don't belong to the inner circle. What blessing will that bring unto you? Say what the Lord will affirm, will approve, will confirm in your life. For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. Amen. Look at verse 30. In verse 30, and when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out. Jesus said, go your way, the devil has gone out. Jesus didn't go there to the house. He spoke the word. It was a word of revelation. It was a word of demonstration. It was a word that brought heaven's manifestation upon that house. Be watching for the word and be listening to the word. He said, the devil is gone out. Word of revelation, word of manifestation, word of demonstration. And when she got home, she found that the devil was gone out of her and laid upon the bed. The Lord will speak that word of revelation to you today. He'll speak that word of demonstration, manifestation to your life tonight in Jesus' name. Now that is the story. What's the title of the message? Miracle Bread of Healing and Deliverance for Us All. Jesus called the miracle that the woman was asking for, called that bread, children's bread. He called the healing the children's bread. He called the deliverance the children's bread. He called the miracle the children's bread. Miracle bread of healing and deliverance for us all. For you tonight. I said for you tonight. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let me divide the story, and then I'll bring the story back together for you. A miracle will come upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. Three things. One, two, three. Number one, the bread of healing and deliverance by faith. The bread of healing and deliverance by faith. Number two is the birthright of the household and the dependence in the family. The birthright of all the children of Israel. It was the birthright of the household of the children of Israel, and for all their dependents in the family. Number two then is the birthright for the household, for the dependents in the family. Number three, the blessing for hearers and doers in fullness. The people that hear and the people that do, go thy way. Lord, I cannot go. Go thy way. Lord, I saw that painful situation and I saw the vexation, and I cannot go back home and see that anymore. Go to thy house. And she obeyed. Is the hearer and the doer that said, the Lord said, I am healed, I am healed. The Lord said, I am delivered, I am delivered. The Lord said, everything is all right now in my home, in my house. I should go back home and I will see that miracle and that deliverance. I accept. I believe. And the fellow, and she did what the Lord has said. The blessing for hearers and doers in fullness. Let's come to number one. Number one, we're looking at the bread of healing and deliverance by faith. The bread of healing and deliverance by faith. In Matthew chapter 15, Matthew records this same miracle. And you might wonder why the details now. You understand, Matthew was a bookkeeper, and he used to keep all the details of the taxes and the collections and the names and everything and the addresses, and he dotted every I and he crossed every T, and he gave us the details that Mark just simply said. The woman came and the woman besought the Lord and the woman received from the Lord. Now Matthew is going to give us the detail to show us that bread here is the bread of healing and is the bread of deliverance, and we receive everything by faith. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. In verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me. She said, have mercy on me. Why? Because I have no marriage. Because I'm just a Gentile. Because I'm just a descendant of Adam. Because I've lived a life that is not worth any blessing from heaven. And I know that when you come to the Lord and you understand there is no marriage, there's no money you can pay, and there is nothing you can give before the Lord, and all you depend upon is the mercy of God, the miracle of mercy is coming your way tonight, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. But she still called him Lord. I am a Gentile. I'm coming from a Gentile territory of traditions. But I've decided tradition will not be my Lord. I'm coming from a region of idolatry. I've decided idolatry will not be my Lord. I'm coming from my forefathers, and those forefathers, they established this religion in that village and that in that other village. I come to you. They cannot help me. They cannot lift me up. They cannot change or transform my situation. And now I say to Jesus, oh my Lord, when you come and you surrender your heart and you surrender your past and you surrender all that tradition and you surrender all the evil past you have been involved with, and you say now, Lord, you are my Lord. What you desire is what I want. Your will is what I bow to. And everything you tell me now, I'm going to obey you as my Lord. And tonight I'll give you that chance to receive the Lord, to accept the Lord as your Savior and your Lord. He said, O Lord, thou Son of David. The woman, she said, don't think I'm just a Gentile, that I don't know the will of God, the plan of God, and the only way, the avenue by which mercy will come. God has ordained and God has decreed that Jesus Christ will be the Son of David, and through that Son of David, salvation will come. Forgiveness will come. Freedom will come. The blessings of heaven will come. And so she keyed into that. Thou Son of David, my daughter. You know what she has done first? She honored the Lord first. and she owned the Lord first. She accepted the Lord first. She affirmed the decree of heaven first. Lord, Son of David. Now, before she brought her request, as we come today, that's why we don't rush into, you want to be healed, raise up your hand. We want to have him as our Lord first. As the Son of David, as the Savior, as the one that paid for every sin we ever committed. We give attention to that first. And now that he is my Lord, now that he is my Savior, I can bring my request. I want to be healed. I can bring my request. I want my son, my daughter to be delivered. I want to be free from all the chains and all the shackles of the devil. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Verse 23, it says, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. Disciples, why would they say that? They were Israelites. Some Israelites, Israel of God, children of God, they are so nationalistic. And they base that on half a sentence that they heard before. What's the half of the sentence? Go not the way of the Gentiles, but go to the children of Israel. They held on to that. They didn't wait for the revelation. Go into all the world and preach the good news, the gospel, to every creature. Every creature under the sun. Everyone. But they held on to go to the Israelites. That was just the first step. Then the second step will come. And then the final universal step will come. So they said, send her away, for she cries after us. Verse 24. In verse 24, and he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Full stop. No, there's a comma. Because other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them, other sheep, Gentiles, other sheep coming from outside the territory of Israel. Them, I must bring. There is a must that the Gentiles will come, because the prophecy says that the Gentiles will trust in his name. Verse 25, in verse 25, then came she and worshipped him. Think about that. A person that has heard and that has known, registered in the heart, that I met Jesus, I'm meeting Jesus today, and my salvation is guaranteed. And whatever I hear, whatever I see, whatever I feel, I'm having salvation tonight. I'm having healing tonight. I'm having deliverance tonight. With all that she heard, she drew near. She was there before, and she was talking at a distance. And when Jesus spoke and the disciples spoke, he drew near and she said, Lord, he said, Jesus, do you know how often I'm calling you Lord? I make you the master of my life. I make you the controller of my life. And I still say now, you are my Lord. When you do that, and you decide in your heart that Jesus will be your Lord, he'll be your master, no other master will control your life, and you make him Lord, you say it with your mouth, you believe it in your heart, you act it out, you come to him, and you're not going to any other. help will come. Tonight, help will come. Help has come. As you own him, Lord, tonight. Lord, help me. Verse 26. And he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. To take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Yes, Lord. She said, you are my Lord. The Gentiles did not have the law of Moses, a principle to walk by, a lifestyle to live from, the order from heaven. And so they lived like dogs. Dogs don't have any law, any principle, any direction, any control. Whatever they wanted to do in the public, they did. Whatever they felt like doing, they did, because they were Gentiles. They were dogs. And those dogs, whatever their flesh desired, that was what they did. Have you seen those dogs out there? No shame, no shyness, nothing. No intimidation even. Adultery, dogs don't have that vocabulary. Fornication, dogs don't have that vocabulary. Backing and being violent and fighting over a bone, dogs don't have vocabulary like that. And so the Gentiles did. They broke every law in the book. Gentiles committed adultery. They committed fornication. They fought. They were violent. They were evil. They were dirty. They never washed nothing. Took their stain or took their defilement away. And Jesus, instead of going to too many words about Gentiles, just said, woman, it's not right to give the children's bread and give that to the dogs. And the woman did not argue. When God calls you a sinner, no argument. What are we? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When God calls you a transgressor, how can you argue? Because everyone has transgressed the word and the law of the Lord. And so the woman said, look at verse 27. In verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, you are a sinner. Truth, Lord, you're just a dog. True, Lord, you have defiled your life with immorality. Truth, Lord. You know, there are people that will give excuses. They want to save their faces and they want to say, I'm better than so and so. I'm better than such and such. But the woman said, truth, Lord. And yet, she didn't stop there. She said, sinner I am. That's why I come to the Savior. Powerless I come. That's why I come to the power that comes from heaven. She says, yes, evil I am. That's why I come to the one that will set me free. When you come like that, and you understand your nature, your life, your disposition, your behavior, your character makes you not a heavenly, perfect, righteous man or woman, but a sinner. And you come like that, the forgiveness of the Lord will come to you. That's why he gives the forgiveness. That's why he gives the freedom. That's why he gives the salvation. It brings the salvation to the people who will accept, who will confess, who will bow before the Lord and take him as Savior and as Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Their master's table. Am I a dog? I accept you now as my master, as the control, the director of my life, as the one that will now show me the way, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. I come to the Father through this express way that comes, that goes to God. Look at verse 28. In verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Great is thy faith. I wish my faith were great. Yes, it's great. When you come, great faith. When you stay, great faith. When you abide, great faith. When you own him, accept him as your Lord and your master and your Savior, and you say, he will be my only Savior. That's a great faith. That's how she manifested. And she wasn't discouraged. She didn't go back. She didn't allow anything on the face of the earth, anything that anybody said, did not allow anything to drive her back. She kept on saying, yes, Lord, you're still my Lord. I hear that, you're still my Lord. I hear that, you're still my master. And then Jesus said, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This is your hour. This is my hour. Hour of forgiveness, hour of transformation, hour of him, the Christ, becoming your Lord and your Savior and the master and the controller and the director of your life. That same hour, the forgiveness came, the freedom came, the deliverance came, and your salvation has come. We're looking at number two. Number two here is the birthright of the household and the dependents in the family. The birthright, understand, the bread is for the children. The children in the family, the members of the family. And so you can come because you have a birthright. You have a redemption right. You have this salutary right. You have the right to possess and to have everything Christ died for and paid for on the cross of Calvary. The right we have. Right of possession. Right of taking the promise. Right of having the promise and having that as ours. Everything Christ died for on the cross of Calvary, you have the right to claim. You have the right to possess. Everything he made available on the cross of Calvary. Forgiveness, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Who are the them? The Jews and the Gentiles. All the people that were responsible, and us too, because it's our sin that nailed him to the cross. And because he purchased forgiveness, salvation on the cross of Calvary, that becomes your birthright. Healing, by his stripes we are healed. And because already he bore the stripes and he has given us the healing as our right, everything he did for everyone on earth when he was on earth, everything now is made our birthright. And it's the birthright for the whole household and for the dependents in the family. Look at Mark chapter 7, and I'm reading from verse 25. Mark chapter 7, verse 25. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came. I can't get over that. And came. The people that come. What are we going to do? You're thirsty and the water is there, but you don't come. What are we going to do? You're hungry, the food is there, but you don't come. It's the people that come. The people that come to the Savior to be saved. The people that come to the Redeemer to be redeemed. The people that come to the Deliverer to be delivered. And she came and fell at his feet. She surrendered and she said, these knees will never bow to any other Lord and to any oppressor and to anyone that will drag her to the shrine and worship any other one but the God of heaven. And then we're told in verse 26, the woman was a Greek, a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. You must tell him where you have come. You must tell him what you expect. You will not say, he is God, he is Lord, he is the son of David. Okay, he will know what I want. Tell him. Healing, tell him. Deliverance, tell him. Salvation, tell him. Forgiveness, tell him. Freedom from guilt and condemnation, tell him. You must tell him, tell the Lord, when you came, what you want. You want a place in heaven, tell him. You want to be a child of God, tell him. And she told the Lord that the Lord will cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Look at verse 27. Verse 27, but Jesus said unto her, let the children be filled first. Woman, you are asking for the children's bread, the birthright of the children. That's what you're asking for. The right that is given to the people that God recognizes. That's my son. That's my daughter. And because if the Heavenly Father give us this day our daily bread, all our need, all the provision of heaven, everything the Father provides for the children, the healing, the freedom, the inheritance, everything the Father provides for his children, that's what I came for. And now, how do I have that? It's a dog. And what you are asking for is the birthright of the children. There's only one way to do that. Except you be converted and become as little children. That to say, you can't change me. You can't change my nature. You can't change my appearance. You can't change my mental mindset. You can't change everything and make me to be not a dog, but a child. And as many as received him, to them he gave power to become, they were not in the past, to become the sons of God, all that believe on his name. And today, you can have faith in that Christ, faith in that Savior, faith in that Redeemer. And your believing on him will make you not remain a sinner anymore. You become a son, a daughter of God in Jesus' name. And so she accepted that. And eventually she became a child of God. And she had the birthright. The birthright. It's one thing to have the birthright. It's another thing to keep that birthright. The story of Esau and Jacob tells us you can have the birthright and not hold on to the birthright. You can sell the birthright, because we're told the story of Esau. He came back home one day. He was hungry. Now he was a hunter, and he could have prepared food for himself. He could have had some what we call self-reliance at that time, but he will not. He'll rather go to the person that hides his birthright, and he said, "Give me of your red pottage." And Jacob said, one condition, you'll sell your birthright to me, and then I can give you all the red pottage you want. And he said, that's all right with me. There are people that do not value their birthright, the title to heaven, the ticket to heaven, the presence of God in their heart, the provision of the Lord in their lives, and because of the need of the hour, they sell their birthright. We can talk about Reuben. Reuben, for God, after he had a feeling, an emotion, a desire, a dirty desire, and then he didn't think of his birthright, and went and did that dirty thing. And the father said, Reuben, you know what? That momentary enjoyment of sin made you to lose the birthright. And the birthright was transferred unto Joseph. The Lord is telling us that when you come in the household of faith, you come to the family of God, you're saved, you're born again. Keep that birthright. The healing, that's your birthright. The deliverance, that's your birthright. And the miracle, that's your birthright. And as you wait upon the Lord and you say, nothing will take my birthright from me, you will keep the birthright to the end in Jesus' name. Amen. We're coming to number three now. Remember this woman that came to the Lord. He accepted him as Lord. He owned him as Lord. He surrendered his life to him as Lord. And because he accepted him and owned him as Lord, everything changed. She now crossed over to the family and the household of faith. And Jesus said, great is your faith. And what she was asking for, the children's bread, the healing, the deliverance, and she was asking for the freedom from the dominion of the negative evil power on the life of her daughter. And she got that. You will get that tonight. I said you will get that tonight. The bread, the birthright, now the blessing for hearers and doers in fullness. Hearers and doers in fullness. What does that mean? I hear, he said, I did not come to call the religious, supposedly righteous people. I came to call sinners to repentance. And he said, repent ye therefore and believe the gospel. I hear that, I do that. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I hear that, and I due age. Anyone that hears my word and he does it, I will liken him to the man that built his house upon the rock. And then the storm will come, and the winds will blow upon that house, and it will stand firm because it was built on the firm foundation of hearing and doing. Look at James chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Receive the word of repentance, the word of faith in the Lord. And it says, it's that word of repentance, when you hear and you do, that is able to save your soul. Verse 22. In verse 22, it says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. When you do, when you practice, when you say, yes, Lord, I'm going to do what you have commanded, then the blessing of the hearers and the doers will come upon your life. Amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hear, hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, we hear and will do that which is right in his sight. We hear, we do. Repent, I hear, I do. Turn around, I hear, I do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I hear, I do. Take him as your Lord and your master now, at this time, I hear, I do. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear, and give heart, and give your mind, and give your attention to that which he has commanded you, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which are brought upon those other people, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Any amen there? Amen. It will heal your soul. It will heal your heart. It will heal all the breaches in your life. It will take all the condemnation away. It will take all the guilt away. It said, it will heal you, your inner man. It will heal you, your outward man. It will heal your body. It will heal your soul. It will heal your memory and all the things of the past that trouble you and traumatize your life. Healing inside, healing outside, healing in the inner man, healing in the outer man has come to you today. Your forgiveness has come. I said your forgiveness has come. Your salvation has come. The Father sent it from heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And now it's for you to say, yes, Lord, I receive, I accept, I believe. And that forgiveness, salvation is now mine. And also the healing, the deliverance came to that woman. And you are the man, you are the woman for miracle tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord has brought that birthright, that bread of the children, the forgiveness, the freedom, the salvation, the blessing. He has brought it to you tonight, wherever you are. And you want not to remain a dog, a sinner, a profligate, an evil person, a dirty personality. You want a change, a transformation, to become a child of God, to become a saved soul, and to become a person that carries the forgiveness and the freedom of the Lord with him or with her. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand, you say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord today. I believe you are my Lord today. You are my Savior today. And I believe your power and the power in the blood of the Lamb can so wash me and cleanse me and change me completely tonight. Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand, God bless you. Take the next step and rise up. Rise up and say, Lord, I come. You see, that woman came publicly. She didn't go private. Okay, I'll do it when I get home. She did it publicly. And here the Lord is calling on you, that if you want the freedom, the forgiveness, the salvation, the redemption, publicly here, you stand up and say, I declare Christ is my Savior and my Lord. Stand up, he's waiting for you. Stand up, the freedom is now coming. Stand up, the salvation, freedom comes to you right now. God bless you. Tell the Lord while you are standing, I declare you as my Lord. I declare you as my Savior. Sin will not reign in my life anymore. Evil will not reign in my life anymore. I surrender myself totally, without any reservation. I surrender myself to you now. Lord, save me. And I believe your salvation comes to me right now. Keep on standing and keep your hand raised up. Let no thought, let nothing the disciples say, anyone says, hinder you. Your salvation is now. Amen. Keep that hand up. I'm praying for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you because whosoever comes to you through Christ your Son, our Savior and Lord, you will in no wise reject. And Lord, these ones who have come with their whole heart, their whole mind, and they leave all their sins behind, and they own Christ as Savior and Lord, let your grace come into their lives now. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Take away the penalty, the punishment of their sin in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that the peace, the joy of salvation, and the strength and the power to go forth and live in newness of life, grant unto every one of them in Jesus' name. And let your spirit bear witness with their heart. They are now children of God. A conversion has taken place. They're no more the dirty, the defiled, and the sinful people they were in the past, forgiveness, freedom, cleansing, washing, as karma, they now by faith become children of God in Jesus' name. Confirm it in every heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A good amen. The final amen there. Amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are over there, and they reach you now and tell you what to fill on those forms they're giving you. And those online, you see the number there, and you see what you are to what you are to click, and the form will come out, and you feel that. Because now you are a converted, transformed child of God. I call on our overseer to take over this counseling session before we come back to pray for those who have challenges. They need healing, deliverance, and miracle. God bless you.
So thank you very much. All our counselors, please, very quickly but thoroughly. So let's attend to all our new brothers and sisters. Fill in all your details, your full name, your phone numbers, the correct digits, and hand over the slip to our counselors. Please, all our counselors, let's go everywhere and attend to all our brethren. You are welcome into the family of God. You have got your birthright. Keep it as the Lord has brought you in. All our counselors, please, very quickly, let's go to everywhere. The pavilion there, here on the ground. So they fill in all the details. All the your address, where you stay, correctly. Write in capital letter so we can see how to help you further. And all over the globe, as the word of God has come to you there, let's do the same in all the locations. If you are watching privately there, follow all the details on the screen. Fill in the form, submit it online, it will reach to us. We'll see how to fellowship with you. This is the best decision you have taken. So the rest of us, we are getting ready for the blessings of God tonight. The blessings for hearers and doers in fullness. We don't want to miss that as they attend to our brethren. So where you are there in the privacy of your heart, you are telling the Lord that tonight the Lord will bless you. So be praying and ask the Lord, have faith in God. The Lord will bless everyone. Please, all our counselors all over, let's quickly do that now. And once you are done in any section, you signify to us here so we know that you are through. Our Father in the Lord is coming back to pray. And all our challenges, disease, sickness there will not remain. Have faith in God. As you have heard the word of God, believe and receive. Please, all our counselors, let's do that. And all our new brothers and sisters, please, those online, you are watching online, so you are listening to the radio in Zambia here. Please, the number, the WhatsApp number is 09 55 77 89 60. So write down the number and send your details to that number. 09 55 77 89 60. So wherever you are, it's a WhatsApp number. So if you are listening on radio, you can send your information to that number. Please, our counselors, let's do it fast. Don't leave out anyone. Get all the correct details. Once you are done, please signify to us here. Raise up your flag or something that you can see from here, so we know that we are through. Please, the rest of us, the Lord is ready for us tonight. And great things the Lord will do for you. But believe, tell the Lord. So we've been told in the word of God, don't keep quiet. Say the Lord knows, tell him. And as the man of God comes to confirm the word of God with signs following tonight, you will receive your miracle. Please, all our counselors, let's quickly attend to all the converts, young and old, boys and girls, men and women, all over this Alpha location. And in your locations where you are, all over Africa, beyond Africa, privately there in your home, in your house, please say you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Send your information to us. The number is on the screen, or the form, you can click and fill the form. If you are listening over the radio, the WhatsApp number is 0955778960. Our counselors, if we are done, please signify so we will know that you are through. Up there on my right, up there on my left, and here on the ground. Talk to the Lord as you are waiting. Wait in faith. Come to the Lord in faith. As the man of God is coming very soon to confirm the word of God with signs following. It's for all of us. It's for you. It's for me. You shouldn't miss your portion. Please, counselors, are we through here? God bless you. On my left, up there, if you are through, please indicate. Signify so that I will see you. On my right, up there, the pavilion, our counselors, the leaders, please, once they are done, let me see your flag or wave your hand at me so we can see you. Those who have come in the kingdom, keep your birthright. The Lord will keep you. Those watching or listening to the radio all over Zambia, so the number I gave, the WhatsApp number, is local here in our nation here. 0955778960. Please send your information to that WhatsApp number. And those watching online all over the globe or listening to the radio, so the number internationally that you can send your information is +234 91 54 44 9263. Once again, the number for the international audience, +234 91 54 44 9263. Counselors, are we set? On my right, I didn't see any signal. Okay, God bless you there. In the middle there, are we through? Let me see the signal. Can flash the light or indicate so I can see you. God bless you. I see you there. Believe the Lord tonight, you will not miss your portion. Thank you very much. Please, let's rise up. Let's rise up now as we receive the man of God. As he prays tonight, your power, your blessings, you receive. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. With miracle. God bless you. With healing. God bless you. With deliverance. All you need is come to him. She calls him Lord. Surrendered. Submitted. Gave herself under control and directives. Lord. And she said, have mercy on me. No merit, just the mercy of the Lord. And the miracle of mercy is coming to you tonight in Jesus' name. The Lord did not even touch her, and she did not physically touch the Lord. All she did was to bend before his authority and to hear the words that Christ had spoken. And the Lord said, go thy way. The devil is gone out of your daughter. She held unto that. She accepted that. She believed that. And when she got home, it was exactly as the Lord had said. Today, after the final amen, you'll discover it has happened as the Lord has said. Blind eyes will open. The dumb tongue will speak out. The deaf ear will be unstopped. And that paralyzed, weak leg will get strength. You'll rise up and walk today after the final amen in Jesus' name. Whatever the need, raise up your hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. It shall be even as he has said. We're praying now. And after the final amen, you check yourself, you'll do what you've not been able to do before. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the name that cannot fail, the name that has power on earth and in heaven. Lord, we come to you on behalf of everyone, asking for healing, asking for deliverance, asking for miracle. Do it for everyone in Jesus' name. That tormenting spirit, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Insanity, brain problem, I command, you are delivered in Jesus' name. The swelling of the head, the goiter, the hunchback, the hernia, the elephantiasis, dissolve right now. Every swelling, vanish away in Jesus' name. Over here, online, everywhere, that this decree of faith comes now, let there be healing. Let there be miracle. Let there be power manifestation in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that those blind eyes come wide open and see clearly now in Jesus' name. The deaf and the dumb receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Pain anywhere in your body right now, at this moment of miracle, pain vanish away in Jesus' name. Internal problem, internal bleeding, internal wound, the hand of the Lord supernaturally is upon you right now. Amen. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Cancer at any level, I issue the word of authority. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis or HIV, be healed in Jesus' name. Those who have stroke or paralyzed or polio, I pray the power of the Lord will come upon you right now. Power in your bone, power in your joints, power everywhere in your body, rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Miracle of every kind, healing of every kind, deliverance of every kind, come upon everyone looking up to you now in Jesus' name. Hear miracle. There over the radio, miracle. There over the television, miracle. There online, everywhere, every nation, miracle now. Lord, let there be confirmation everywhere now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has done it. Check up, check up, check up. What you are not able to do now, you can do. Your miracle is right there with you.